As we continue working on the second of the four essential entrepreneur questions in order to create your tomorrow, the kind of tomorrow that you want for your business, and to develop a written business plan, my sense is that you may be feeling that the sessions so far in this pillar have been very theoretical, very esoteric and principle-based, somewhat highfalutin, if you will, a bit high-minded. Well, let me tell you this. We're talking about hard-edged, practical stuff here. And I'm going to give you an example of what I mean by that by using one of the high-profile advisors in the industry at the moment and seeing what effect this thought process had on him and his business. I'm going to have a look at a question that was haunting, or a number of questions that were haunting the managing director of Dragonfly. He had built a business, this is Adam Young, a very successful financial planner, a high profile in the industry, certainly at the time of writing and creating this session. He travels widely, speaking to other financial advisors and planners about how to create a better business. Now, what he understood some time ago, and he wrote quite openly about, was that his business was not providing the fulfillment that he wanted in his life. And he had a number of questions that were haunting him. And in the end, in responding to those questions, he completely changed the structure, the design, and the purpose of his business. In fact, he cut it down from somewhere near £1 million revenue business to significantly less than that, ended up with far better quality clients, paying him a completely new level of fee, a better level of fee, and he was just enjoying himself more than he'd ever done before in running this business. And it was during this process that he, I understand, came up with the brand name Dragonfly, completely new style of business for him. Now, the kind of questions that haunted him were these. Why do I feel as if I lack direction and focus, even if I am creating phenomenal revenue and attracting lots of good clients? Why do I feel this? Why do I keep asking myself, why am I doing things this way in my business? Why am I doing this? And why is my life so imbalanced with my business consuming me and the hunt for revenue always haunting me, even though I create a significant level of revenue? Why do these feelings impose themselves upon me and make me feel great discomfort? And by honestly facing those questions and finding the answers for himself, Adam Dragonfly created a completely new style of business, which is much admired by financial planners around him who understand what he's doing, and has been to the delight of his family and those around him working with and for him. He just asked questions, faced up to them, and realized, you know what? Many of the things that I'm doing, I don't value doing. And the things that are consuming me in my business do not align, do not match up to the things in life that I truly value. So I need to change things. So finding out what you value is of enormous importance to creating the kind of business that you want. So I wonder what's driving you. I wonder what values you have in your life that are either aligned with your business or where the business is frankly getting in the way and is not really performing in accordance with what you truly value. When your work is in tune with what you value, a number of things result. Let me show you. Firstly, you'll gain greater satisfaction from your business. It will just be a more enjoyable place to be for you and for those working with and around you. You'll bring more energy into your work. You'll be mentally and emotionally aligned with what matters most in your life. For example, if your family time matters most and you're working a 70 plus hour week, working weekends and maybe whole Sundays as well, well then, there's something deeply wrong with what's going on in your life, and you'll feel it, and you'll either get very ill or very unhappy or both. You'll surround yourself with people who lift and support you because they'll feel that what's going on within your business is something quite special and they'll want to be part of it. Next, you'll simply be a more attractive person to deal with. You know, you and I frequently bump into people. If you spend time meeting other people rather than being isolated in your business, and you realize as you sit with them or talk with them or meet them briefly that there's something quite special about that person. I heard that spoken about in a seminar recently where the speaker was saying, I listened to this particular psychologist and business coach from America. She spoke over here, and the way that this speaker described the person that she'd been listening to in a conference was one of awe, an expression of awe. She loved the way this person portrayed themselves. She loved the way the room felt when this person spoke. Everybody felt the same thing. They felt that they were somebody of substance, of dignity, of enormous presence. And that person, and I know who that was, I think her name is Maria Nemeth, that person brings with her that presence because her work is aligned with the things in life that she truly values. So here's the question. What do you value? What I've done on this page of this session is to create another PDF download for you, and I recommend that you go to that download now, pause this recording, print off the download, and highlight on that download just three values from the values list that I've created for you. Why don't you do that now? Pause this session and go and print off the download. Welcome back. And you'll see that there are a number of questions here that ask you, what is it that you really value in your work? And I've given you a whole list of things, and maybe you can think of more. I'd advise you to spend some time with that, listing, what is it that I really value in my work? And rank them, and then ask yourself this question. Does my current work, my current business that I'm leading, that I've designed and created, that I've built and structured, provide these things that I truly value in my life? If they don't, if the business does not provide these things that I value, then I need to make substantial and fundamental changes to my business. And this program, the Advisor Blueprint program, is designed to help you do those things once you face up to these questions.